Jazz pianist Mary Lou Williams came up in Pittsburgh. Pianist Jerry Allen grew up in Detroit. Williams came to prominence in the 1930s, writing for Kansas City swing bands. Later she got involved with hip New York modernists like Dizzy Gillespie, Herbie Nichols, and Cecil Taylor. In the 1980s and 90s, Jerry Allen worked with hip New York modernists like Steve Coleman, Oliver Lake, and Ornette Coleman. Jerry Allen's new trio CD is a set of Williams tunes recorded under the name The Mary Lou Williams Collective. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Buster Williams on bass and Billy Hart on drums with pianist Jerry Allen. The tune is Scorpio by Mary Lou Williams from her Zodiac Suite. It's from the CD Zodiac Suite Revisited on Mary's Records, run by Williams's old manager and watchdog over her legacy, Father Peter O'Brien. He's often tapped Jerry Allen to interpret the composer's works, though musically she's not an obvious choice. Both are African-American women from the industrial heartland, and Allen did see Williams perform and once lived in her old Pittsburgh neighborhood. But Williams was a two-fisted pianist who loved rocking barrel house rhythms. Jerry Allen has a more airy and linear concept. She's almost one-handed by comparison. Zodiac Suite Revisited is heavier on dreamy stargazing than Mary Lou Williams' 1945 trio take, which is in print at the moment. Like other remakes, this one's longer and softer than the original. Williams' writing had a brisk economy, typical of early jazz composers whose recorded masterworks were limited to 3 minutes or so. The best of her Zodiac pieces are as vivid as caricatures, brimming with catchy blues and boogie bass lines. In stretching those vignettes out to 5 or 7 minutes, Jerry Allen and company know better than to lose those hooks. Here's a long clip from Gemini, which has bass vamps enough for 3 tunes. Williams built the melody the way a kid builds a castle, 1 block at a time. Mary Lou Williams' 60-year-old tunes still sound hip and fresh and prompt a bluesy economy in Jerry Allen's own playing. Elsewhere, she drifts back toward her more typically romantic side, which does bring a fresh slant to the material. She makes Aquarius sound even more like Gershwin than Williams did. ¶¶ this revival of the Zodiac Suite doesn't beat the original, well, what jazz remake ever did? But Zodiac Suite Revisited does something Mary Lou Williams no longer can. Makes the case her tunes are living music that deserves to stay in circulation. Much the same can be said for a new CD of her big band charts by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, called The Lady Who Swings the Band. The CD's more slick than inspired, and can't match Williams' own recordings with the Andy Kirk Band in the 1930s, but the Dutch Jazz Orchestra does play some rarities, like previously unrecorded arrangements Williams wrote for Duke Ellington, and this band version of Scorpio from the Zodiac Suite, which takes us out right where we came in.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Zodiac Suite Revisited by the Mary Lou Williams Collective, the new trio by Jerry Allen.